الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الناصح الأمين. اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تمسك بسنته إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، يا عباد الله، it is of extreme importance that we know we understand the reality of al-Iman, because you have many individuals in these times of ours who you will find from them statements like, you cannot judge me, my iman is in my heart. And statements of which are similar to this, that my iman is in my heart, although I don't do this, and this, I am a good Muslim, an excellent Muslim, because the Islam is inside of my heart. So we want to look at what is the ta'rif, what is the definition of iman in Islam. And then we can reflect back upon the likes of these statements to see whether or not they are statements that hold weight, whether they are statements that are true, or whether they are statements that are erroneous, and statements which need to be abandoned. فَقَالَ الْإِمَامُ الْحُمَيْدِي رحمه الله تعالى. الإمام الحميدي رحمه الله, he is from the shuyukh of Imam al-Bukhari, so he was the sheikh of Imam al-Bukhari, the great Imam رحمه الله تعالى. He says, وأن الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص ولا ينفع قول إلا بعمل ولا عمل وقول إلا بنية ولا قول وعمل ونية إلا بسنة. The Imam, he says what means, and that verily Iman is a statement, an action. It increases and it decreases. And a statement will not benefit without an action. And a statement and an action will not benefit except with the aniyya, with an intention. And a statement and an action and an intention and an intention will not benefit except with a sunnah. وقال الشيخ عبد الله البخاري حفظه الله تعالى وهذا مبحث بدأه رحمه الله تعالى بقوله وأن الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص. الواو العاطفة والكلام معطوف على سابقه على أول جملة السابقة وهو قوله رحمه الله تعالى أن يؤمن الرجل فيقول السياق العبارة وَأَنْ يُؤْمِنَ الرَّجُلُ بِأَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ. He says is that the waw, وَأَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ, the waw here, this waw is عَاطِفَ, is connecting to those sentences that came before it. So this purpose of and here is to connect it to that which came before it. Ala kullin, he says, so thus we understand that it goes back to the first sentence. So therefore, the meaning of which, because that first sentence in which was mentioned is that, and that verily a man believe in. He begins off the book like this, and that verily a man believes in, and then he gets into the i'tiqad of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. He says, so therefore we understand that what is meant is, and that a man believe that al-Iman is a statement, an action, it increases and it decreases to the end of his statement. وَإِنَّ الْكَلَامِ أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةِ شرحا لهذا المبحث من وجوه. And that the speech with regards, oh brothers, with regards to the explanation of this particular issue, then it will be from different affairs, different matters, from different angles. The first angle, الوجه الأول, إن من أصول الاعتقاد أهل السنة والجماعة أن الإيمان قول وعمل واعتقاد يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالمعصية وعلى هذا إجماع الأئمة من سلف الأمة. It says is that the first angle we're looking at is that from the fundamental principles of the creed, the aqidah of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, is that Iman is a statement, an action, a belief. It increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. And upon this you find the Imams from the Salaf of this nation, they are in complete agreement. The Imams of this nation, the Imams, the A'imma, from the Salaf, from the Sahaba, or from the Tabi'een, or from the Atba Tabi'een, then you will find that they all are in agreement with regards to this. And more than one of the Imma, they have narrated to us this consensus. Minhum al-Hafiz ibn Abdul Barr. From them is the great Imam, Imam ibn Abdul Barr, al-Hafiz, rahimahullahu ta'ala. As he mentions in his book entitled At-Tamheed, he says, فقال أجمع أهل الفقه والحديث على أن الإيمان قول وعمل ولا عمل إلا بنية والإيمان عندهم يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالمعصية. He says, and there is a consensus from the people of fiqh and from the people of hadith, that verily Iman is a statement, is an action, and there is no action except that it has to have a niyyah. You have to have an intention. And Iman with them increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. It decreases with disobedience. ويقول الإمام البخاري, Imam al-Bukhari, to show you the extent that they used to take the proper belief in al-Iman, so much so that Imam al-Bukhari, he will refuse to write down a hadith from an individual who did not believe in Iman correctly. He refused. If there was an individual who did not believe in Iman correctly, he will not write down the hadith. As Imam al-Bukhari, he says, لم أكتب إلا عمن قال الإيمان قول وعمل. He said, I will not write upon anyone except that they have to say that Iman is a statement and action. This is what Imam al-Bukhari used to say. Naam, he took this situation very serious. This was not something that was light with him. Those individuals who didn't believe correctly, those individuals who their aqidah was not sahiha, he didn't write down from them. He didn't want to take anything from them. Why? Because that would hurt their what? Their trustworthiness. So he didn't want to write anything down from them. وَقَالَ And he also said, رَحِمَهُ تَعَالَى الْإِمَامُ الْبُخَارِي also said, كَتَبْتُ عَنْ أَلْفٍ وَثَمَنِينَ رَجُلًا لَيْسَ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا صَاحِبُ الْحَدِيثِ كَانُوا يَقُولُونَ الْإِيمَانُ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ. He said, and verily I have written on 1,080 men, meaning 1,080 narrators, and there was not from amongst them anyone except that he was from the people of Hadith. And they used to all say that verily Iman is a statement, an action, it increases and it decreases. The second angle that we want to look at is that when one researches and goes through the books of the Salaf, he will find different articulations, different ibarat, with regards to what is the meaning of Iman, different ways of articulating al-Iman. So the Shaykh, he says, وَجَاءَ عَنْ بَعْدِ السَّلَفِ أَنَّهُ قَالَ الْإِيمَانُ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَاعْتِقَادٌ. Some of the Salaf, they used to say that Iman was a statement, an action, and a belief. وَبَعْدُهُمْ يَقُولُ. And some of them, they used to say, الْإِيمَانُ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ. That Iman is a statement and an action. وَبَعْدُهُمْ يَقُولُ. And some of them used to say, الْإِيمَانُ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَنِيَّةٌ. Some of them will say Iman is a statement, an action, and an intention. وَبَعْدُهُمْ يَقُولُ. And some of them will say, الْإِيمَانُ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَنِيَّةٌ وَاتِّبَاعُ السُّنَّةِ. And some will say Iman is a statement, an action, an intention, and following the Sunnah. فَهَلْ بَيْنَ هَذِهِ تَعْبِرَاتِ فَرُقٍ. Is there a difference now between these different articulations? Is there a difference between these different expressions? فَالْجَوَابِ. So the answer, لا فرق بينها. There is no difference between them. كلها مأثورة عن السلف الأمة. All of them have been narrated upon the Salaf of the Ummah. وقد أبانها وكشف المراد من هذه العبارات. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he removed any doubt that may be around these particular expressions. And he explained what is the intent. Where he said, إِنَّ مِنَ السَّلَفْ مَنْ قَالَ إِيمَانْ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ. That verily you have from the Salaf those who said that Iman was a statement and an action. كَمَا هُوَ نَصُّ الْعِبَارَةِ الْإِمَامِ الْحُمَيْدِ هُنَا. Just like Imam al-Humaydi, he says here, أراد قائل هذا القول. The one who says this, what he intends by it, قول القلب واللسان. The statement of the heart and a statement of the tongue. والعمل القلب والجوارح. And he means actions of the heart and the actions of the limbs. فقال الشيخ عبد الله البخاري فدخل فيه الاعتقاد. So therefore belief enters into it. Those who said Iman is a statement and an action, they mean statements of the heart and statements of the tongue. Actions of the heart and actions of the limbs. So therefore belief by default enters into that, is encompassed into that, is understood by that. He goes on to say, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْإِعْتِقَادِ وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْإِعْتِقَادِ. So the one who wanted to articulate اعتقاد, يعني التنصيص على لفظ الاعتقاد, the one who actually mentioned and quoted the expression or the articulation or the lفظ of اعتقاد, رأى أن لفظ القول. The reason they would mention اعتقاد, because they saw that the statement of a statement, by saying that Iman is a statement, لا يفهم منه إلا قول ظاهر, that perhaps the individual won't understand from it except the well-known or that which is apparent from meaning of statement. They will only understand the apparent meaning of statement. So therefore, as the Shaykh he says, يعني لا يفهم منه قول القلب, meaning that they won't understand a statement of the heart. They will just think it means a statement of the tongue. أو خاف ذلك. Or he was scared that maybe they won't understand. Because you see, way back in those times, the knowledge level of the average Muslim was greater than it is right now. So when it was said to them, Iman قولٌ والعملٌ, they understood. قول القلب واللسان. عمل القلب والجوارح. They understood already. That he means by statement of the heart and statement of the tongue. He means by actions of the heart and actions of the limbs. This was already understood. They understood this. But then as times went on, the average level of the knowledge of the average person, it started to drop. So they became afraid. Maybe they won't understand that we mean i'tiqad. We're not saying it, but we intend it. We're implying also belief, because by default it enters into that. So if they were scared, أو خاف ذلك فزاد الاعتقاد القلب. So if they were scared, then they would add to it and a belief of the heart. اعتقاد بالقلب, a belief of the heart. He goes on and he says, فأراد. So therefore they wanted to, أن يدفع ويرفع. لأن ينص على كلمة تزيل اللبس الذي قد يرد وهذا من دقيقتهم واحتياطهم رحمهم الله تعالى. He says, so therefore, they wanted to remove and to repel any type of doubts that may be concerning this, so they mentioned this statement, or they mentioned the actual word, i'tiqad, belief, so as to remove any doubts that may have been there. And this was from their attention to detail and from their caution, being cautious so that the Muslims understand correctly. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَالَ, and from them were those who they said, قَوْلٌ وَعَمْلٌ وَنِيَّةٌ, that it was a statement of action and an intention. وَقَالَ قَوْلٌ يَتَنَاوَلُ الْاِعْتِقَادِ وَقَوْلُ الْلِسَانِ. This is because the word قَوْل, the word statement, then it encompasses the belief and the statements of the tongue. وَأَمَّا الْعَمَلُ فَقَدْ لَا يُفْهَمُ مِنْهُ النِّيَّةِ. But with regards to the actions, people may understand that actions don't need an intention. They don't necessitate a niyyah. So therefore, they added the word niyyah. فزاد ذلك. So they added niyyah. نعم. وقلت يعني. So Sheikh Abdullah al-Bukhari, he says, يعني أردفها وجعل من ضمن العمل إلى القول ينصرف إلى الاعتقاد والقول اللسان وأما العمل فمحتمل فزاد النية. He says, meaning they added it and they incorporated it, because although it comes from that which is necessitated, it comes overwhelmingly from the actions, it may not necessarily be understood. He said, and you will find that the qawl statement, then we understand that i'tiqad enters into it, and likewise statements of the tongue, but with regards to actions, they may not understand that a niyyah enters into that, so therefore they added it. So what about the adding of wasunnah and the sunnah? He explains this. He says, وَمَنْ زَادَ اِتِّبَاعُ السُنَّةِ فَلِأَنَّ ذَلِكَ كُلَّهُ لا يكون محبوبا عند الله تعالى إلا باتباع السنة. He said, because all of this, it will not be something that is beloved by Allah except by following the Sunnah. فأولئك أي أصحاب القول الأول الذين قالوا قول وعمل. So for that reason, you will find, and thus, those who made the first statement, that it was a statement and an action. لم يزيدوا كل قول أو لم يريدوا كل قول وعمل. They didn't intend every statement and every action. إنما أرادوا ما كان مشروعا من الأقوال والأعمال. But rather they only meant that which was legislated from statements and actions. قلت شيخ عبد الله البخاري, he says, فلا يمكن أن تصف أمرا من قول أو فعل بأنه مشروع إلا إذا وفر فيه الإخلاص والتباع. So it is not permissible, it is not possible that something could be attributed to it, that it is an action, or it is an affair, or it is a command of a statement or an action, that it is affair of a statement of an action, that it is something that is legislated, except that it has to encompass and it has to fulfill al-ikhlas, sincerity to Allah Ta'ala, and it has to entail following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ الْمَقْصُودُهُمْ, and you will find that that which was their intention, الرد على المرجئة, it was to refute the مرجئة, الَّذِينَ جَعَلُوهُ قَوْلًا فَقَطْ فَقَالَ بَلْ هُوَ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ. But rather you will find that they intended to refute the مرجئة, those who say that iman is only a statement. So rather they will come and say, no, iman is a statement and is an action. إذن لا مغايرة بين هذه التعبيرات. So thus you find that there is no difference between all of these expressions, but rather their meaning is one. So let us reflect now on what is iman with Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, and let us reflect now on those statements that we commonly hear. My iman is in my heart. you can't tell me nothing. Is it true or is it not? Is it haqq or is it batil? Let us reflect and we will see with the greatest of seeing, with the most clearest of sight, that the likes of these statements are statements that have no foundation in Islam, are statements that are erroneous from their roots to their top, that are wrong from their alif to their ya, from their A to their Z. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who understand Iman, to make us of those who have Iman, to make us of those who meet Him with Iman. هذا أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم ولجميع المسلمين فاستغفروه فإنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, ala rasulillah wa ba'd. So we see, ya ibadullah, that Iman in Islam is a statement, is an action, is a belief. It increases and it decreases. And you will find this was the understanding of the Salaf, that Iman was not just something that was upon the tongue with them. Not just something that was upon the tongue. But rather they understood that actions are from Iman. Beliefs are from Iman. Iman is not lip service. Just because you say you have it don't mean you have it. It is incumbent that we bring with it actions. And we have to know that the evil that we do, it affects it. The sins that we commit, it affects it. It decreases it. Ala kulli hal, let us look to the fact now that al-Iman, it increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience, with sin. It goes down. It becomes less. Fa'an Mu'awi, fa'an Mu'ad bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say, اجلس بنا نؤمن بساعة. اجلس بنا نؤمن ساعة. Come sit with us, believe for an hour. Come sit with us and have Iman for an hour. Meaning that what? Come sit with us. Na'am. So that we could remember Allah. Go over lessons, durus for the Quran, going over the explanation of hadith, so on and so forth. Why? Because that action of obedience, it will what? Increase us in Iman. This is what they understood. Come sit with us for an hour and believe, meaning so that our Iman will be increased because of the ta'ah, the obedience that we will be doing. And remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by going over His book, whether it's memorizing it, going over the tafsir, by going over the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it's by memorizing them, or just going over the explanations of them and the like, that by doing this act of ibadah, doing this act of worship, it will increase us in Iman. Na'am. This is what is meant by the likes of these statements. And you will find more than one of the Salaf, and they said the likes of this. Imam al-Bukhari, in pointing out this fact, that Iman increases and it decreases. Increases with obedience, decreases with disobedience. Tarjama Imam al-Bukhari. Imam al-Bukhari, he brought a chapter heading, fi kitab, inside of his book, Al-Jami' al-Sahih. Commonly known as Sahih al-Bukhari. Min kitab Iman, from the book of Iman. Bab, the subchapter. Baban, bab ziyadatul Iman wa nuqsanih. He said, this is the chapter, subchapter of the increasement of Iman and its decrease. Wa qawluhu ta'ala. And then he brings his dalil. Because what do we always say? If someone speak about Islam, we need a dalil. We need a statement from Allah Ta'ala. A statement from His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that proves this. Because until then, We're not going to believe in it. We need a statement. We need proof. Proof and evidences. So Imam Bukhari, he brings his proof. He says, قوله تعالى, Allah Ta'ala's statement, وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ, and we increased them in guidance. وَقَوْلُهُ, and Allah Ta'ala's statement, وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا, and so in order to increase those who believe in Iman, to increase the Iman of those who believe, to increase their Iman. وَقَوْلُ تَعَالَى, and Allah Ta'ala's statement, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, and Allah's statement, on this day I have perfected for you your deen, I have perfected for you your religion. وَقَالَ إِمَامُ الْبُخَارِ, Imam Bukhari, he says, to show you now the fahm of the ulama, the understanding of the ulama, the istinbat of the ulama, the way that they extract the rulings and extract the benefit from the ayat that we won't see, that we'll read it and it'll go over our head, we won't take notice to it. Imam Bukhari, he says, فَإِذَا تَرَكَ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْكَمَالِ فَهُوَ نَاقِصُ. نعم. He says, so if anything is taking away, if anything is removed from perfection, from kamal, then therefore it is deficient. Allah Ta'ala, He says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, on this day I have perfected for you your religion, completed, perfect. If something is taken away from perfection, it then becomes imperfect. It then becomes what? Deficient. It's not perfect. And this is what was understood by Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When this ayah was revealed, he started to cry. Now for most people, when the ayah came down, they were happy, they were joy. But Umar ibn al-Khattab, he started to cry. He began to weep. So it was said to him, مَا يُبْنِيكَ يَا Umar, O Umar, why are you crying? What's making you cry? فَقَالَ عُمَرْ إِنَّ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ لَيْسَ بَعْدَ الْكَمَالِ إِلَّا نُقْصَانِ. He says, because there is not after perfection except for imperfection. He realized that we have reached a level, reached a state, that from now the only way we can go, the only way we can go is down. That things are now going to get worse. And we know this is the haqq. Because the Prophet ﷺ told us that what? That there's not a year except that the one comes after it is worse. Naam. And we see the fitna that happened now as the generations went on and people start to go away from the guidance of the Kitab and the Sunnah. They started to go away from what is their true aqidah. They start to go away what is their true methodology. We see what happened. We see the corruption that came to the Muslims. We see how the honor was changed to humiliation. We see how our strength was changed to weakness. Why? Because they went away from their foundation. They went away from their foundation. Their foundation is their aqidah. Their foundation is their minhaj. This is why we stress upon it. Because if the foundation is strong, the minhaj is strong, that which is built upon it will be strong. But if it's weak, if it's rattled with holes, if it's rattled with imperfections, cracks and crevices, then that which is built upon it will be easily toppled. Easily toppled. If you don't believe me? Go build you a house on sand. Go build you a house on quicksand. And see how long it stand. See how long it be there. See how long it remain. This is why when we build, when we lay the foundation, we don't use sand. We don't use cotton. We don't use styrofoam. We use what? Cement. We use that which is strong. Because we want the house that stands on top of it to last. We don't want it to fall down. Second day you put it up, it fall. Sahulillah. So if you want to talk about our iman, we want to talk about our aqidah. Why? Because we want our foundation to be strong. Because when the Muslim Ummah, when their foundation is strong, when their aqidah is strong, when their minhaj is strong, when they love the Islam or they want the Islam, live their life by the Islam, there is no person that can come from outside and topple us. There is no person that can come from other than us and conquer us. There is no kafir on the face of this planet who can do anything to us. But when we find that we are shaken, we are rattled, we want to replace the Islamic belief for Kafir belief. We want to replace the Islamic methodology for Kafir methodology. Whether that Kafir methodology is democracy, or whether it is communism, or whether it is socialism, or whether it is whatever ism or schism, then you will find that what? That we will be weakened, we will be watered down, and to the point that we will be ineffective, to the point that we will be able to be conquered by the most feeble-minded of our enemies, will be able to conquer us. Actions have consequences upon your iman. So it is a must, ya ibad, that our iman is constantly being increased, renewed, with what? With obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ja'a fi sunnah, there comes in the sunnah, the Imam Abdullah bin Imam Ahmad, rahimahumullah ta'ala. Imam Abdullah was the son of Imam Ahmad, rahimahumullah ta'ala. أنه قال, he said, سمعت أبي وسئل عن الإرجاء. He said, I heard my father being asked about الإرجاء, like the مرجئة, those who say actions are from iman, iman don't go up, don't go down, so on and so forth. نعم. فقال Imam Ahmed, he said, نحن نقول, he said, we say, أهل السنة, we say, الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص. إذا زنى وشرب الخمر نقص إيمانه. He said that we say that iman is a statement, is an action, it increases and it decreases. So when a person fornicates or he drinks alcohol or he takes any intoxicant, then his iman will be decreased. His iman will be decreased. وَجَاءَ بَعْدِ السَّلَفِ, and some of the imma from the salaf, they used to say, نَقَصَ حَتَّى لَا يَبْقَى مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. They will say, it will decrease until nothing remains from it. It could decrease until nothing remains from it. So now let us go back to our original statement that we were contemplating about. You can't judge me. My iman is right here in my heart. I'm a good Muslim. I'm this, I'm that. You can't tell me nothing. You don't know what's in my heart. That's what people are saying, right? You don't know what's in my heart. And what's the reality? You're right. I don't know what's in your heart. That's why the dunya, we judge by what? The zawahir. We judge by what's apparent. Because I don't know what's in your heart. I agree. I don't know. However, I see what I see. However, I know that that which is in the heart will manifest upon the lips. I know that that which is in the heart will manifest upon the speech. So we have to what? In this dunya, what do? We call it like we see it. That's all we can do. We don't have the ability to go beyond that. So they will come and like you to believe that that which they claim is in their heart is an excuse for what you don't see. But this is not the understanding of the Muslim. So you will find a Muslim in the middle of committing a crime against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you, but I got iman in my heart, don't say nothing to me. I'm going to drink this, I'm going to finish this. Don't say nothing. So you tell to him, la ya Abdullah, I'm going to say something to you, attaqillah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't you tell me to like this statement, because like this statement is not from our aqidah. Statements and actions, beliefs, increase, decrease. So what you're doing right now is going to decrease your iman. Like Imam Ahmed, he said what? إِذَا زَنَى وَشَرِبَ الْخَمَرْ نَقَصَ الْإِيمَانُ. If he drinks the khamar, if he fornicates and drinks khamar, his iman go down. It goes down. That which goes down can go down until it no more remains. You understand? We understand this from the likes of the ayat that prove to us the increase of iman. The increase of iman. Anything that is subject to increase is subject to decrease. Anything that is decreased can be depleted. So it is not this excuse. You can do what you want, say what you want, be like you want, do this, not do this, and it's okay. Because what's in the heart won't be affected. No. What is there will be affected. What is there will be affected. And whether an individual would like to believe this or not, this is our fitrah. This is the way it is. Whether an individual would like to acknowledge this or not, when it comes to other individuals, we only know what we see. If there's an individual and he shows you righteousness, he shows you piety, he shows you that he is one who is trustworthy, one who keeps his oaths and the like, then you're going to deem him as such. You're going to deem him as a good person. Your opinion naturally will be shaped by what you see. And contrary to contrary, if you see an individual who is treacherous, an individual who's giving to lying, an individual who's a known thief and the like, then naturally you're going to deem him based upon what you see. So you're not going to leave your possessions around him while you walk away. You're not going to leave your phone next to him, because you know he's known to steal. He done stole a phone of four brothers already. So if you get up, you go make wudu, you're not going to leave your phone there. You're not going to give him a fifth. You already got four, you ain't getting five. Why? Because you're known amongst us to be a thief, to be a phone stealer. So I ain't leaving my phone around. You, you crazy? Sahulillah. Because this is the way that we are. So how in the world now could you show the world treachery? Could you show the world all kinds of lies and deceit and the like, and then turn around and say, well, you should have a good opinion of me. What kind of person is you? What kind of person are you? So it is important, ya ibad, that we take care of the iman in our heart by increasing it with righteous good deeds. We take care of it by repelling the evil bad deeds. It is incumbent that that which manifests upon our limbs is that which is truly representative of that which is in our hearts. It is important that we implement the characteristics that are necessitated by the iman inside of a person's heart. It's incumbent. It is incumbent. It is incumbent. So with this being the case, and we know all the good, beautiful characteristics we're supposed to be about, the greatest from those characteristics, after the shahadatayn, after that aqidah, is what? As-salah. So I want all of you now, from this point on, to think about this, to question yourself, interrogate yourself, have a one-on-one with yourself. Because the person who has iman, you will see that come out in his salah, with the khushu', with his being steadfast upon it, steady upon it, praying in his proper time, and the like, the beauty of his salah, the frequency of his prayer. So with regards to this now, and the relationship that we know is between the iman and between the salah, I ask each and every one of you, how is your salah? How is your salah? How is it? Contemplate about that. Change what needs to be changed. Increase upon that which you find is good. نسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقني وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضى وأن يجعلنا من الذين يستمعون قولا فيتبعون أحسنا وأن يجعلنا مباركا حيثما كنا وأن يجعلنا ممن إذا أعطي شكر وضبط لي صبر وإذا أذنب استغفر فإن هؤلاء ثلاثة عنوان السعادة هذا يا عباد الله وأقيموا الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر